Be patient toward all that is unsolved in your heart, says the poet Rainer Maria Rilke. Be patient toward all that is unsolved in your heart, and try to love the questions themselves. Do not seek the answers that cannot be given you, because you would not be able to live them. And the point is to live everything. Live the questions now. Perhaps you will then gradually, without noticing it, live along some distant day into the answer. This is the quote at the beginning of the first chapter of a book that I've had for almost 40 years. It's been a quote that I've come back to again and again and in some ways lived by. Mainly, I think, because I have a lot of questions and ask a lot of questions, and it gives permission to be that way. I think we are questioners, all of us, not just of religious thought or practice, but also of life. And as you may have realized, I am a questioner of church and of the church I serve, this one in particular. This quote sums up in many ways the essence of emergence, our transformational theme for the month. It is about patience. In particular, it's about patience and not perfection. It is emergence and not emergency or urgency. Most of the time, we don't know what will emerge until emergence has already happened. Years ago, I was sitting around a kitchen table with friends that were a few years older than me. The husband of my dance teacher was there, and he grew up in Morocco and is an artist and a lover of life. He's pretty easygoing, Qasim, and time is sort of a suggestion for him. So much so that one of his art installations featured a series on clocks. On this night, he has this relaxed pose, right? He's back in the chair. But this night, he leaned forward. His body was tense, and he looked around us, around the table, to those of us gathered there, and he said, "Do you think that life is about allowing things to happen or making things happen? Do you have to make things happen? Create your own reality? Manifest your own dreams?" So I pose that question for you now. It stayed with me all these years, that moment in time. I have pondered it and invite you to do so as well. And ask also, does it have to be one or the other? Is it an either or question, or is it a both and? And is it possible for it only to be one of those in our lives? We make choices that manifest our dreams of how our lives can be, that take our lives in certain directions. We decide to get married. We decide to have an abortion. We decide to move to a new city. We decide to get divorced. We decide to have children. We decide to take a different job. And sometimes we get exactly what we want. And there are some things that we have absolutely no control over. Times that we do not get what we think we wanted and are left to make the best of it anyway, and to wait for something else to emerge. What I know is this: that word emergence, when you say it, like emergence, It sounds so easy. It sounds beautiful and effortless and smooth. But in actuality, the waiting for something to emerge can be really hard. Because emergence often means transformation. And transformation takes time. And sometimes transformation comes from things falling apart. And we have to sit with that discomfort. And often we sit with ambiguity. And we have to live in the not knowing, the waiting, practicing patience. Patrice Cullors describes it as the slow, painful patience. The one that reminds you to be humble and nimble. The one that reminds us that this is not simple, but complex. The patience that helps us live in that complexity and to let go of even thinking that it can be simple or that it is simple. The waiting that reminds us that there are multiple truths and that we ourselves contain those multitudes. That slow, painful patience reminds us that we are connected in mystery and miracle to everything else. Whatever emerges takes time. It takes something breaking open. Take some being in the darkness, waiting often for something to germinate, a seed, waiting in the dark soil to burst open, to burst forth, and to let new life emerge from that. There's a story of the farmer who was so eager to assist his crops that he went out at night and pulled on the shoots that were growing up. But in fact, we can't push the river, and neither can we hasten the harvest. It comes in its own time. Henri Frédéric Amiel says, "Let mystery have its place in you. Do not always be turning up your whole soil with the plowshare of self-examination, but leave a little fallow corner in your heart ready for any seed the wind may bring. And reserve a nook of shadow for the passing bird. Keep a place in your heart for the unexpected guest, an altar for an unknown God." The Soul Matters worship materials remind us of this, and I'm just going to read some of what they have written. Make a bit of room. Leave a little space. Keep a lookout for the unexpected. These directions may not sound like anything radical or revolutionary, but it turns out that these are often life's favorite ways to help us emerge into something new. Henri Frédéric's reminder about leaving room and letting some things be is especially important as we move into this season of spring, this late season of spring. During this time of year, it's not just farmers, but all of us who turn to the work of tilling up and turning our whole soil. Sometimes we call it spring cleaning. But it happens. All around us, there's a culture that's shouting its heroic talk about striving and perfecting and manifesting. Struggle is the dominant metaphor of the day. We talk of fighting to become all we can be, images of that sprout breaking through the concrete start showing up everywhere. You've seen them, I'm sure. The dandelion, right? And we need to be careful because more often than not, emergence and transformation is a much subtler art. It's about stillness, listening, and waiting to be led. Not conquering, not struggle, and not taking charge. In other words, when it comes to emerging into something new, the message of spirituality just may be careful with what you've been taught and told, because much of it may take you in exactly the wrong direction. As a people of emergence, we are called to take a different tack. We've been entrusted with the wisdom that emergence is most often about breathing. Rather than becoming better, patience, not perfection, depth, not dominance, acceptance, not striving, attention, not constant improvement. Sometimes we just get weary with working on ourselves so much. And we have to just wait to see what is going to unfold, what life brings us next. That part about attention instead of improvement is especially important. It's so easy to get transformation mixed up with fixing. And fixing is emergence's biggest foe. Trying to perfect or prove ourselves is the surest way to stay stuck. And that is not just true for ourselves as individuals, for our individual personal work or our church work, but out in the world. I think about it for me and what we try to achieve, you know, even living out our mission. Embracing diversity, nurturing spirituality, promoting justice in the world. It's beautiful. But it is about doing. And sometimes the doing is waiting. It's practicing patience. The pursuit of constant improvement and perfection focuses us on our inadequacy and inferiority, causing us to overlook those unexpected guests. And friends, we don't want to miss those unexpected guests, those seeds brought by the wind, and those passing birds are the partners that make emergence possible. They drop something into our lives. They help us notice new paths, invite us to walk with a new step, awaken in us new songs to sing. They remind us that life is not something that we do alone. They assure us that transformation doesn't have to be long and lonely or a struggle, but instead can be more like learning a new dance with a new friend. All we have to do is trust, take the hand of that unknown God, and follow its lead. But here's where I think it gets tricky. We can be aware of the guest if they show up to us. But sometimes I think we do have to go in search of them. Intentionally invite them to the table. Be aware of who is not represented in our circle. Not just in our social circles, in our civic engagement, but at our homeowners association meetings, in our jobs, on boards and committees, and not just in our church, but everywhere in our lives. Even in our heads. You know that committee in your head? Do you have one of those that's constantly talking to you about how can you can be better and you can change the committee members, right? So bring someone else in that looks different, that has a different cultural perspective. Ask, what would this person do? What would Jesus do, right? But also, what would Frederick Douglass say about this? What would Bell Hooks say about this? In addition to the William Ellery Channings, what would different perspectives say? And then we have to recognize the difference between emergence and emergency and urgency. An emergency must be responded to almost right away. The Orange Ribbon Campaign is a great response to something that was a bit of an emergency. We needed to do something right away that made a statement about who we are and what we value. And Leanne McNamara gave us that opportunity with the orange ribbons that we hung on our doors and on our mailboxes to make that statement. Urgency can feel like emergency, but it often isn't. Urgency can happen when we try to get something done without a transparent process, and we're in a hurry because there's no emergency. But it's usually something that can benefit us. This is what I have found to be true about me. If I am in too big of a hurry, I notice that it's because I want something for me. I want to feel better. And I'm going to say we want to not be uncomfortable. And sometimes we just have to sit in that discomfort and in that ambiguity. But that sense of urgency makes it difficult to be inclusive of others and to think about not just the decisions we make, but to be thoughtful about how those decisions get made. That continued sense of urgency keeps us from thinking long term and truly considering consequences. That's why patience is important and allows for emergence. There's an old saying, if you want to go fast, travel alone. But if you want to go far, travel together. Almost everything takes longer than anyone expects it to, right, Tamar? Are you okay if I share? We had this conversation last night at the auction about how long things take and how long we expect that they'll take, at least twice as long. At least twice as long. And this is anything from the mundane work to the sacred work. If we want to allow things to emerge, we may need to be intentional about those things, to discuss and plan for what it means to be inclusive and to embrace diversity and to truly explore what it means to live our mission as a congregation, but also to live our own personal missions as individuals. And then we get to do the work of waiting and being patient, that slow, painful patience that allows us to be humble and nimble. And then we relax and let life unfold. Let the tender green shoots emerge on their own. And perhaps only then do we know what seed the wind has brought, what unexpected guest we have waited for, what has grown on our altars to unknown gods. Blessed be and amen. we should sing. Please rise in body or spirit to sing Jazz Alleluia, number 1050 in the Teal Hymnal.